Hey everyone, welcome to Homer's Dope Nuts, a weekly Simpsons podcast where I, the Simpsons guy, and my co-host, El Rey, discuss and review every episode of The Simpsons ever made. We break down the episodes, discuss some of the references, and try to connect our younger listeners with the Simpsons family and how life has changed since the inception of the show over 30 years ago. We hope you enjoy it and provide feedback as we're always looking for ways to improve the show. Hi everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Ahoy hoy everyone.
So, nice little 4-day weekend.
Yes.
You know, and it's got like 2 4-day work weeks
back
bookending
to back.
It.
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's nice. Mm-hmm. It's nice. I feel like the commercial. 4-4-4.
Yeah, 4-4-4. Dial the fours.
So we are in good spirits.
Yes,
very
yes,
good
we
spirits
are.
Right now. We just got off for a break, so
We're
ready to go.
And every day we go to work means one day closer to the end now.
Yes, we're getting there.
Yeah, it's we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's the end of the tunnel
and not a train
on the way.
At
yes,
you.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
All right, we're here to talk about the third episode of the 9th season of The Simpsons. This one's titled Lisa's Sax.
Yes, legendary.
Mm-hmm. Right here. And it originally aired October 19th of 1997. And behold, we have a chalkboard and a couch gag.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say that, man, this made me feel a little older, the chalkboard gag.
Yep.
Yeah. So, in the rare instance now that we get a chalkboard gag, we see Bart writing, "I no longer want my MTV."
Yes.
Over and over again.
I want my MTV.
Which became their slogan, too, right?
Yeah, but was that before or after Dire Straits?
I think they said it first, and then Dire Straits put it as a lyric in the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say what you want about MTV, that song rocks.
Maybe, yeah, that
Dire
song.
Straits is,
Dire Straits kicks ass, by the way. And MTV was something to behold back in the day.
Because they would actually play music.
And you know what? I caught the end of that. I think they started with all the shows and the reality stuff. I think probably when I was like mid-teens, something like that, was when they really, you know, started doing that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I got, as a kid, though, like, I was lucky. MTV was always on in the house. It was just playing there.
Yeah, and we'd see all kinds of cool videos. And it was all about the VJs back then. No more VJs.
The other day, no joke, we found on YouTube, so we decided to watch it for a little while, an old broadcast from December of 86, the Top 20 Countdown.
Oh, really?
MTV. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, I should look that up on YouTube, see what I can find.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it would be a good weekend, good evening.
I think number one was a Madonna video, of course.
Yeah.
There was some Van Hagar in there.
Oh, damn.
Which made me laugh.
Why?
Because, I mean, I'm not saying Sammy Hagar is the worst musician in the world or anything like that, right? I know he can sing. I know he can play some guitar. But it is pretty funny because it was a live video of him, like, playing back-to-back leads with Eddie Van Halen.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know how to play guitar, but, you know, you, I wouldn't even put myself in that position, man.
I'd be afraid of embarrassing myself. Because Eddie Van Halen, you know,
well, you can tell by the body language that, you know, they're having a good time, but Eddie's still kind of looking at him like, that's cute.
Yeah. Eddie was the man. He was the man. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, and then we get to the couch gag, and when it's just Homer, right? But then he splits in two, right? Like one of those little Russian kind of dolls, right?
Yeah,
and then, like,
babushkas.
And he opens, he splits in two, and then the top half jumps onto the couch, but then Marge, Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, they're in there, right? They're still inside Homer, right? And it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that one. That was a nice little, you know, animation.
It was different. Yeah,
it was different. It was pretty cool.
So we're going to open up this particular episode with Homer smoking a cigar while Marge is sitting at the piano. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that they had a piano before.
Yeah, apparently they have a piano.
Yes.
And apparently they play little duets.
Yes.
Because they have their own parody version of the intro too, All in the Family. Mm-hmm. The legendary All in the Family.
Yep. And then they start, Oi, the way the Bee Gees played.
And we have to hear Marge sing here. Right? Yeah. The movies John Travolta made.
Guessing how much Elvis weighed.
Those were the days. And you knew where you knew where you were then.
Watching shows like Gentle Ben.
Mister, we could use a man like Sheriff Lobo again.
Disco Duck and Fleetwood Mac.
Coming out of my 8-track. Michael Jackson was still black.
Those were the days. Yes. No, we didn't rehearse that, by the way.
No, that was all
impromptu.
Yeah, and but man, that last line's so hilarious.
Michael Jackson was still black.
That's so good, man.
So, you know, you hear some applause and we fade to black, but of course, then they start this little voiceover, right? How The Simpsons is filmed before a live studio audience.
Yeah, like they used to do back in the day.
Uh-huh. And then we see Bart in the living room on the couch watching TV. Homer comes in drinking some beer.
Yep. And Homer walks in and says, Hey there, meathead. What are you watching?
Bart's like, Oh, I thought I'd check out the Warner Brothers Network.
And we see a parody of that frog, right?
Michigan J. Frog?
Michigan J. Frog. Yeah, there you go.
Everybody loves the Michigan ride.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so he's singing like, we're proud to present on the job where you be. Another bad show that no one will see. And he walks off. He's all pissed. He's like, I need a drink. It's great.
Yep. So, of course, no one will see that show except for Bart and Homer. But the show is about Krusty the Clown.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's called the TV movie of the year. The Krusty the Clown story. Booze. Drugs. Guns, lies, blackmail, and laughter.
Starting Five-ish Finkel as Krusty the Clown.
It's pretty funny.
Right? Uh-huh. So, like, we watched the movie, right? And Krusty's sitting in a circle of clowns, and they're at the Betty Ford Center. At
the Betty Ford Center, yes.
In the special clown detox wing. Apparently, clowns have a big problem with booze.
Yeah, and he's like sharing in group, right?
Yeah.
And he tells everybody, I went through a 5-year orgy of nonstop pills and booze with nothing to show for it but 4 Emmys and a Peabody Award. Ay! That's pretty good, man.
Yep.
That's what you got out of it.
So we go back to the Simpsons house, right? And Bart is actually liking the movie. He's like, all right, they're going to show his disastrous marriage to Mia Farrow. Was that before or after Woody Allen here?
I don't know. That's a good question, right? And so, like, we see Krusty standing in his living room with a sea of kids.
Oh, yes.
Right? And the guy that's playing him, right, is like, Chan Ho, your mother Mia and I are getting a divorce.
And then Chin Ho says, Chan Ho is over there. I'm Chin Ho. He
says, whoever you are, just pass it along, kid. And so they're watching the show, right, and they're laughing. And Homer's like, what a bad father.
Yeah, he doesn't see the irony in that one, right?
Mm-hmm, because,
he is a bad father because at that time when he says that, Maggie is walking by with the power drill in her arms. She falls to the floor because of the weight of the power drill. And Homer does nothing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Homer.
Terrible.
Terrible. And then we hear a noise, a familiar noise coming from upstairs. And it is Lisa practicing her saxophone, right? Mm-hmm. And we hear, of course, the Lisa knock off the racket from the bottom. They're complaining, right?
So Lisa calls back from the top of the stairs holding her instrument. She says, but Dad, I'm supposed to practice an hour a day.
And he says, I'll practice you.
Lisa's like, you'll practice me? What does that mean? Is that supposed to be some sort of threat?
So she, yeah, he's got her there. Yeah. I mean, she's got him there. And so she walks back to her room. She continues playing, and Homer does get upset. And he asks Bart to make her stop. Mm-hmm. Bad idea.
Yep. Bart, of course, agrees to it, and he goes to Lisa, who's sitting on her bed, right? Lisa goes, look, Bart, I have to practice my saxophone, and you can't stop me.
He goes, oh, yeah? My dear Lisa, you are 8, and I am 10. And in my 2 extra years on this planet, I've learned a few tricks. And he thinks, right, deciding what he's going to do. And he says, give me that sax! That's such a great scene.
And Lisa goes, no!
He's there insisting, right? Give me it!
I said no!
Give me it!
No!
And this goes on like brothers and sisters fight, right? Uh-huh. And they're tugging over it. Bart yanks the sax from her hands. And in slow motion, right, mm-hmm. we see Lisa just freak out because the saxophone flies out of her window and into the street. And you hear the clank, right, when it hits the ground. And of course, if that wasn't enough, a car just crushes it as it goes by.
And then a truck driven by Hans Molman, right? And a few, then Nelson jumps on it a few times. And of course, he has to say, ha ha!
And then, of course, we have a tricycle riding man from Rowan and Martin's, right? They laugh and, you know, they fall onto it. And we cut to Lisa back inside holding her crushed saxophone, right, on the couch, sobbing.
And Homer goes, ah, Lisa, it doesn't look so bad.
She says, oh, yeah. And she turns it so we and Homer can see it from a different angle. And it's perfectly flat, yeah. Right? It looked nice from the side, but it's flat.
Yeah. And Homer's like, ew. Lisa, honey, if it'll make you feel better, I'll destroy something Bart loves.
And Bart goes, hey!
And Homer's like, don't worry, son. If that bothers you, I'll destroy something Maggie loves.
And Maggie quickly looks at Homer and clutches her power drill that she's still playing with, by the way.
And yeah, Homer is such a bad dad here.
No, yeah, not good.
So Lisa goes, Dad, you don't understand. This saxophone is like my oldest friend, and I've had it for as long as I can remember.
In other words, Homer, like, you don't remember where you got it?
Nuh-uh.
And he starts, oh, well, it all happened in 1990. We see Homer being a future Ape Simpson right here, yeah. Right? Uh-huh. Totally taken after his dad. And he's like, back then, the artist formerly known as Prince was currently known as Prince. Tracy Ullman was entertaining America with songs, sketches, and crudely drawn filler material.
I think he's referring to himself.
Yes, they are. Of course, right. That's where they made their debut. Uh-huh. And Bart was eagerly awaiting his first day of school, right? And we have a flashback accompanied to the song of Don't Worry,
Be Happy.
I love it, right? And we actually see cute little younger Bart, actually with a smile, getting ready to go to school, right? He's got his lunchbox and everything, and he's standing at the front door, and Marge is getting him ready to be sent off to school.
Yep. And we see baby Lisa sitting on the floor nearby, and she's playing with the, you know, those letter blocks,
mm-hmm.
and she stacks them, and we see she spells out the word star.
And she's calling to Marge, right? Like, look, mama.
And Marge tells her that she's busy getting Bart ready. And she grows frustrated and she hits the blocks. And now they spell out rats.
That was a pretty good touch right there.
Yes, it was.
That was a nice little detail.
Uh-huh.
And so Homer's now talking to Bart and he says, now, son, on your first day of school, I'd like to pass on the words of advice that my father gave me. And he thinks back to his first day of school, right? And Abe is kneeling down to have a talk with him. He says, Homer, you're dumb as a mule and twice as ugly. If a strange man offers you a ride, I say take it. Wow.
And of course, Homer comes out of this. He goes, lousy, traumatic childhood. He finally realizes what Abe did to him.
Man, I forgot about that burn until the other day when I watched it again. Like, you're dumb as a mule and twice as ugly. It's such a good line.
A strange man offers you a ride, take it.
Right. And outside, back in, you know, we hear the horn. And Marge's like, oh, there's the bus. Goodbye, sweetheart. And she hugs Bart. Right.
And Bart says, school will be fun.
Yeah, I wonder what happened, right?
Yeah.
And then, so we get to the auditorium, and Bart's new principal gives the opening remarks to the new class, right? He says, "Welcome, kindergartners. I'm Principal Skinner.
The kids all laugh.
Yeah. He's like, "Well, that's it. I've lost them forever."
He gave up too easily.
Yeah, there. He did give up too easily.
So then he says, "Now I'd like to introduce you to Lunch Lady Doris, who'll serve you healthy, nutritious meals."
She says, "Yeah, right.
Mrs. Phipps, the school nurse, who will provide you ointments and unguents, and Jimbo, the school bully, will administer noogies and nipple twisters."
And Jimbo, "I look forward to wailing on all of you." That's wow, dude. Yep. That's pretty funny, though. And so the kids kind of get scared, right? They all gulp.
Uh-huh. And we go to Bart's class, and he and the schoolmates are all singing, "And Bingo Was His Name-O." So we see Bart do a solo, right? Mm-hmm. And then the class starts, "There was a farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name-O."
So Bart's, yeah, he does the B-I-O, B-I-O, B-I, and Bingo was his name-O.
And then we see the teacher with the clipboard, right? And she goes, "Added an extra clap, not college material."
That's so bad.
So judgmental.
I think you know what, and that's, you know, I was young. I wasn't that young, but yeah, man, I remember, like, you saw that when I was a kid in elementary school, that they were already talking about, like, college material and all that kind of stuff. Like,
this is going to go on your permanent record.
Crazy, man.
Oh, I wonder if they still use the permanent record
thing. I hope not. It was so stupid, right? Yeah. And so we cut to later that day, and Bart is skipping through the grass, and he's very happy. He's humming. And Willie stops him and yells at him, right? Mm-hmm. Through his big accent, right? Bart doesn't know what he's saying. Yeah. He's just like, it's I don't even understand what he's saying.
So he just then points at the sign.
Mm-hmm. And it says, "Ah, keep off the grass." The sign actually says that.
Uh-huh.
And so Bart sees the sign and he walks away and he's pretty sad about it, right?
So we go back home. Bart walks silently inside through the front door and Marge calls to him. And she asks him how his day was. He has his lunchbox in one hand and his blanket in the other. Bart walks up the stairs without answering.
Yeah.
So was that it? Him not being able to play in the grass?
You know, I thought about that, you know, the other day when I watched it again. And I was like, I guess that's what, you know, turned Bart off from school right there. So was it Bart or did they fail Bart?
Yep. Didn't take much, though.
Yeah. I mean, it is pretty, like, severe to say he's not college material. And yeah. An extra clap at the end of a, you know, kid's song.
Uh-huh.
And little kids want to play in the grass, man.
But. Yeah, they do.
So, yeah, not good, right? So we cut back to the present. And, you know.
They continue their little
piano
duet.
Okay. And Homer says, Bart was feeling mighty blue.
And Marge's like, it's a shame what school can do.
And then I love this because Apu pops in and he sticks his head and he's like, for no reason, here's Apu. Those were the days. I love that Apu just popped in like that.
I think that was his only line, wasn't it?
Comes out again, I think, one more time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Bart and Lisa, they're clapping on the couch. But, you know, Lisa's kind of doing that golf clap thing, right?
Yeah. Like, you know, hey.
Pay attention to me.
And Homer says, and that, my children, is the story of Bart's first day of school.
And Bart kind of relaxes back on the couch. Very nice, very nice.
And Homer, yeah.
And Lisa goes, yeah. Except you were supposed to be telling the story about how I got my saxophone.
And Homer thinks, nope. Yes, he totally forgot, right?
Uh-huh.
And so Marge comes into the living room now holding Maggie. And Marge says, Homer, I can't get the baby to burp. Could you try it for a while?
No problem. I'll give her a sip of beer.
That's a great line. Yes. That's a great line, man. And so Homer tries to get Maggie to take a drink. However,
she's smart enough to turn it down.
She turns it down. So once again, I think that's another addition to the proof of that Maggie.
How smart she is.
Yes, she is the smartest Simpson.
So Homer's like, come on, Maggie. It's Miller time.
And yes, it's military. I love that, right? And then Marge just yells at him, Homer!
And Homer's like, oh, my father gave me beer as a child till I wrapped my little red wagon around a tree. And then we have a flashback.
Yes, we do, right? And it's a long line of kids and their little vehicles all rear-ended, smashing to each other. And it's Homer and Barney as children, right? And they're at the front of the line, crashed into a tree. And Barney tells him, let's never drink again.
And then we come back to reality, right? And Homer still has the beer in his hand. And he says, and we never did. And he takes a swig of his beer.
I love that scene. Just takes a drink real cool.
By the way, these Stellas are very, very refreshing.
Yes. I think it's the knowledge we're on vacation that feels yes. good too. Mm-hmm. And so Lisa jumps in and is like, Mom, can you tell me the story about how I got my saxophone and not have it turn into a story about Bart?
And Marge's like, well, sure, honey. Bart had just completed his first day of school. And Bart?
Mom!
He's like, hey, just giving the public what it wants. Bart by the barrel full.
And so Marge keeps on with the story, right? She explains that, you know, back in 1990, and we see Bart is reciting the alphabet for his kindergarten teacher. And he's like, A, B, C, line?
And the teacher's like, D.
D, E, line?
F, Bart. And believe me, you'll be seeing plenty of them.
That was a, damn. That was harsh, man.
Dang.
For kindergarten?
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, high school's a different story.
Yeah.
I should know better by then, but kindergarten? Come on, man. That's a little early to be crushing spirits, yeah. man.
So then we go back home, and Bart is lying on the bed, looking pretty depressed, and Marge comes in and asks Bart if he would like to read a book or draw. Bart says he already did.
Mm-hmm. And he points to the wall, and there's a picture that he drew, and it's hanging there.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows Bart, and he's laying on the ground, and he's got all these knives stuck in him. All the clouds are gray and dark, and big letters overhead of all the scene, it says, sad.
And then Marge kind of reacts in a surprise. And then downstairs, Homer has all of the lights turned off while he's watching TV. Mm-hmm. And then from the TV, we see a kind of like a blue light bathing everybody in the room,
yeah.
right? And we hear the TV voice. That's damn fine coffee you got there in Twin Peaks and damn good cherry pie. On the screen, we see a guy dancing with a horse under a tree which is next to a stoplight. And they're dancing to sax music while it's being played.
Yeah, it's a weird scene, right?
Yeah, I guess you never saw Twin Peaks.
I know what it is, but I've never watched it.
It is, I could never watch a complete episode because stuff like that was happening in it.
I know they remade it recently,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, I've never actually seen it.
Yes. And I mean, I'm a big fan of the restaurant, not the TV show.
Yes, the beer is very cold.
Yes, always cold.
And they advertise
cold.
That. Yes, they do. I think that's where we went to go have a brew before we went to the soccer game last
yes,
night,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yes,
we went to the Derby in Houston, guys. That was fun.
Yep, Man City and Man U.
Yeah. The one day I got the Simpsons guy to go for Man U.
One and only day.
The one and only day.
Yeah.
He had a good time, guys. He was an adopted Red that day. And so Homer says, brilliant! And he laughs and he's like, I have absolutely no idea what's going on. Of course he doesn't, right?
Uh-huh. And Marge goes, Homer, I want you to look at this drawing Bart did.
And this is one of my favorite scenes, man. Because it is Homer being Homer. So he does not take his eyes off the TV, right? And he grabs the drawing, and he's not even looking at it, and he's slowly bringing it in front of him. He hasn't seen it. He's like, oh, it's beautiful. Oh, let's put Bart's beautiful drawing up on the fridge.
Bart's like, Homer, stop. Will you please look at the drawing?
He's like, oh, all right. And he says, what? And he's like, ah! Bart, it's out of the hell.
And Bart's like, I think we're going to have to get Bart some help.
And Homer's like, get it away. It's his
drawing. Yeah. Still scared of the drawing.
I mean, that would freak you out, I'm sure.
Yep. So then later we see Bart going into Bart, I mean, sorry, Homer going into Bart's room with a cat, ball, and glove. And Bart just lays on his bed, not moving.
And Homer's like, Bart, son, you want to play catch?
No.
When a boy doesn't want to play catch with his old man, something is seriously wrong.
And then we see Abe in one of those old-timey baseball uniforms. I'll play catch with you, son.
And Homer just looks at him, get the hell out.
And Grandpa just goes, I'm gone.
I did do that a lot with my dad. So
it's fun.
That was in baseball. Yeah, so it lent itself to it. Yeah. Had a lot of that. I remember the just being a kid, side story real quick. I remember the first time, and he told me he was going to do it, where my dad was like, okay, now you know how to catch a ball. I'm going to throw it as hard as I can. Oh. So, be ready. Uh-huh. I was like, that's a boy. Oh, that's a man throw. You know, my dad's not a professional, but that's when it clicked on me, like, yeah. Yes,
there's a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference. Uh-huh. And so we cut back to Dr. Hibbert's office, right? And I love this because I'm guessing this is the 80s, right? Yeah. And Dr. Hibbert, we've seen him before earlier when he's got his big fro.
Yeah.
Very disco-esque. Uh-huh. And Dr. Hibbert is rocking the Mr. T look. I love it, man.
He's got the gold chains, the mohawk, everything.
Earring, everything. I love it, man. And he's giving Bart a checkup, right?
He goes, Mr. Simpson, physically, your son is as sound as the dollar. I'm afraid Bart's severe emotional dysfunction stems from a deep-seated psychological trauma.
And Marge is saying that, you know, there was nowhere else to go. Uh-huh. So they go see the school psychologist, right? And it's Dr. Pryor.
Dr. J. Lauren Pryor, right? Yes. He's like, Mr. and Mrs. Simpson, there is nothing to be alarmed about. Public school can be intimidating to a young child, particularly one with as many flamboyantly homosexual tendencies as your son.
And Marge's like, Bart's gay?
And Dr. Pryor goes, Bart? Wrong file. And he puts away Milhouse Van Houten's file back into the rack.
I love it, man. Just throws it back in big letters. Milhouse Van Houten. Oh, like, God. Wow. Oh, man. So
poor Milhouse. He's catching strays. Right?
I know, man. And the thing is that, yes, Milhouse can be very effeminate. Milhouse can be a dork. But as far as we know, no. Milhouse did not turn out gay.
Yeah, he's been chasing Lisa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Still chasing Lisa as an adult, apparently.
Even though he doesn't count.
Yeah.
Great line.
Milhouse doesn't count.
Great line, right? And so, it's so funny. And he says, the point I'm trying to make here is that Bart must learn to be less of an individual and more of a faceless slug.
Of course, that's not going to fly, right? Yeah.
And he looks down at Lisa at this moment, and she's sitting on Marge's lap, and she's actually piecing together a jigsaw puzzle, right, with the Taj Mahal, and it's on his desk. And he's, Lisa, how old are you?
She's like, I'm 3 3/8.
He goes, Lisa, if I have 5 apples and I take away 3 apples, how many apples do I have left?
2 apples.
And Homer goes, wait a minute. He counts his fingers. She's right!
And Dr. Pryor goes, hey, very good, Marge, Homer. I believe your Lisa may be gifted.
And Marge is like, that's wonderful! But still, can't you do anything for Bart?
Homer goes, Marge, he's 5. His life is over. Lisa is the wave of the future.
And she repeats it, wave of the future!
And Dr. Pryor goes, that's right, honey. If you nurture her gift now, there's no telling what she can do.
And Homer's just like, wow, just think of the possibilities. And he goes into his little dreamland, right? And he imagines Lisa winning the Nobel Prize. He's like, nah, right? Another one. Lisa's wearing a black belt, winning the Nobel Prize for kickboxing with the medal around the neck. And then she kicks the official that gave her the medal, right?
And Homer just goes, Oh, my God.
That's pretty funny, right?
So Dr. Pryor promises them the address of a good preschool, and a then we go to that nearby highly prestigious looking preschool. We see the kids using computers, painting, they're playing a little clapping game while they're reciting the digits of pi.
Yeah, it's like they're playing patty cake. We're like 3.14, and then I don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
I suck at math. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. if I was better at math, I'd probably be an engineer. I
know,
or something, man.
Like, I know, right? Yeah. I would have loved to be an engineer. Just, once the letters start getting in there, I'm done.
Yeah. So Marge and Homer talk to the headmaster. And Lisa's around there while she's crafting a horse out of clay.
Yeah.
The headmaster goes, I can assure you our preschool is of the highest quality. Over 75% of our graduates go on to first grade.
So bad. And Homer says, well, our little girl has a gift and we're willing to do what it takes to help her.
The headmaster goes, very good. Once we receive your $6,000 tuition check, she's in.
And Homer says, I'll give you $50.
Our fee is non-negotiable.
75.
And this is when Marge steps in. It's like, look, I knew private school would be expensive, but I was hoping we could get a scholarship of some sort.
And the headmaster says, sorry, I don't have anything to offer you unless you're a member of a minority group.
And then Homer goes, excelente. Muchas gracias, señorita.
And the headmaster just says, sorry.
And then in a Chinese accent goes, ah, so.
That's so bad.
Very, very bad.
I love that, though. Excelente. Homer speaking Spanish is the best. And so they leave the preschool, right? They take Lisa and they tell her, come on, honey. I guess this is a world you'll never know. And we hear the sad music and we hear the journey back to the present. And Homer keeps on narrating the story, right? He says, our family was suffering through its worst crisis ever. Bart was miserable at school, and Lisa's gifts were going to waste.
And Bart goes, Homer, it's 5 years later, and I'm still miserable at school.
Lisa says, and my gifts are still going to waste.
Marge comes in and says, and sometimes I feel so smothered by this family, I just want to scream until my lungs explode.
And everybody stares at her for a second, right? Like, uh-oh.
And she kind of regains the composure after a deep breath. I'll go start dinner now. And she leaves for the kitchen.
And Homer's like, you do that. which I will say, that's a perfectly normal thing for someone to go through.
Yeah.
It's a perfectly normal thing for
someone. It's okay.
It's okay. Yes. And you know what? As dysfunctional as the Simpsons are, right, for the sake of entertainment,
uh-huh,
right, it is quite the feat that Marge was able to say that in front of everybody.
Yeah. Yes. Because most of the time,
people lock that inside, yep, man. Yep. They don't.
Especially you ladies, as much as you talk
about emotional awareness.
Yeah, you talk a lot, but you don't really communicate.
What's wrong, dear?
Nothing.
Nah, there you go.
Hey, do you mind if I do whatever you want?
Yeah.
We're on to you, ladies. We're on to you.
Uh-huh. Well, I actually, today, talking to my girl, she's like, are you going to go have a drink with Arnold? I was like, yeah, I think so. She's like, you know what? You should go have a drink with Arnold. Go have fun. You just got off work. I was like, this isn't one of those do whatever you want things, is it? She starts laughing. No, I promise you. Go have fun with your friend. Like, all right, okay, cool. Cool.
Okay.
So guys, you know, what was the old saying? Trust.
But verify.
But verify.
Trust but verify, yes. So now we see Grandpa coming over for a visit. Mm-hmm. And Homer goes, Dad, what are you doing here?
And he says, looking for my teeth. And we see Santa's little helper running around with Grandpa's dentures in his mouth. That is disgusting.
Yep. And Grandpa's like, give me those. He takes the teeth. He's like, better watch these off. Ah, the hell with it. And he just puts them right back in his mouth.
So good.
Yes.
And so Marge says, well, Grandpa, as long as you're here, we were telling the story that took place when Bart was 5 and Lisa was 3.
Abe goes, oh, I know this story. The year was 1906. The president was the divine Mrs. Sarah Bernhardt. And all over America, people were doing a dance called the Funky Grandpa. And he starts singing, ooh, I'm the... And he falls asleep standing up.
And Marge's like, yeah, well, as if our troubles weren't bad enough, Springfield was going through an unseasonable heat wave. Right? So, yeah. Yeah, we cut to Kent.
Now we cut back to 1990, and Homer is sweating on the couch in his underwear while Kent is reporting on TV. And so Springfield's heat wave continues, with today's temperature exceeding the record for this date, set way back 4 billion years ago, when the Earth was still just a ball of molten lava.
And Homer's here just on the couch. Oh, so hot.
And Homer's like, I'm sorry, Marge's like, Homer, have you seen the frozen peas?
And Homer's wiping his face with another frozen dinner. And he actually pulls the peas out from underneath them and he hands them to Marge, right?
Marge's like, you keep them.
It's so bad.
Who would want to eat peas after Homer sat on them? Ugh.
Disgusting. And she says, now listen, if we can't afford private school, maybe there's some other way to encourage Lisa. An art class, ballet lessons. They have some fun things you can do at the museum on Saturday.
And Homer's like, forget it, Marge. There's no way I'm spending my Saturdays at a museum. Unless museums don't have foosball, do they?
And Homer just imagines himself at a museum playing foosball with a statue, right? Uh-huh. And it's the David, right? And Homer's like, you lose, Michelangelo's David. Who's next? And then the guy from the scream, right? The cry comes out, me! That's such a good one.
Oh, my God. So Marge goes, it doesn't matter. All these things cost money and we don't have it. Unless.
No, really. Unless what?
And Marge's like, well, there is that $200 that we've been saving for a new air conditioner.
And Homer's like, oh, Marge, but we've needed a new air conditioner for years. And our stopgap solution is getting cranky.
Then we turn to see what the stopgap solution is. Right. It's just this white cat, I guess that was Snowball 1, who's got a fan on its tail and it's fanning the block of ice with its tail and it's meowing very angrily.
Yeah. And Marge is like kind of fed up at this point. Yeah. She's like, I can't believe this. I'm trying to give our daughter a head start in life and you aren't helping one bit.
Homer's like, Marge, name one successful person in life whoever lived without air conditioning.
Balzac.
No need for a potty mouth. Just because you can't think of one.
He says, but Balzac is the name.
Homer interrupts. Ifs and buts were candy and nuts. How does the rest of that go?
Terrible, right?
Yep.
And so Homer decides that there's got to be another way of getting air conditioning. And he promises he'll invest in Lisa's future, right?
Yep.
And so we see him later. Sitting on the couch in the cool air of an AFC, and he's like, recirculated air.
Yeah, but we see the white cat walking by, and it's almost frozen. And when Homer breathes out, we can see the little puff of smoke, you know. Mm-hmm.
And then we hear a knock at the window, and it's Ned, right? And he opens it, and he sticks his head in, right? And Ned's Homer?
And Homer's like, what, Flanders?
And he says, well, sir, I hate to be suspicious Aloysius on you, but did you steal my air conditioner? And we show the window, and there's just a path of destruction going from Ned's house to the Simpsons' house, taking the air conditioner. We see, like, footprints, too.
Yes.
And then right there, right? Right on the window.
It was like a tornado went from one house to the other.
Yeah, the fence is knocked over. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Homer kind of sticks his head out the window. He's like, well, I admit it looks bad, Flanders. But haven't you heard, let he who is without sin cast the first stone?
And he gets hit with a rock, right? We hear Todd, got him, Dad! So apparently the Flanders used to be a little more edgy back then.
Yes, huh? Yes. So we come back to the present, and Marge continues the story, right? And so, just as things looked their worst...
And then Abe jumps in. I realized I could make money selling my medication to deadheads. I want to hear that story, yes. Man. I want to hear that story bad. And
Marge cuts him off. Grandpa, what are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. For those of you that don't know, the Deadheads are the ones that follow the Grateful Dead.
Yes.
Grateful Dead fans.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't their drug of choice LSD, though?
I'm sure it was, uh-huh. Yes.
So Marge keeps telling the story. At kindergarten, Bart sits in a circle of friends during story time, and the teacher is reading The Ugly Duckling. So the teacher goes, and the ugly duckling was amazed to realize it had grown into a beautiful swan. So you see, children, there's hope for anyone.
And Bart says, even me?
No.
Aw. You know what, man? Hey, man, I hate saying it, but the system failed Bart, man. Yeah. It really did if we're watching this like
disappointingly
that.
So, right?
Yep. And so we're at the school playground, and Bart is sitting alone on a bench at lunchtime. All the kids are playing, and what do you know? This dorky-looking blue-haired kid with the big glasses comes up to talk to him, right? He's like, hi.
Bart goes, hi.
I have soy milk. The doctor says the real kind could kill me.
And Bart goes, I wish I was interesting like you.
And so Milhouse starts drinking his soy milk, and Bart sees him, and he makes a farting noise, right, in his hands, and Milhouse laughs so hard he spits up the milk, right?
Uh-huh.
And he tells Bart that he's funny. And the world needs a clown.
Yep. So later, Bart starts giving his first comedic performance, standing on a bench, making a lot of these farting noises and cursing.
Yeah.
Right. So Bart, you know, makes that farting noise and goes, duty, makes the farting noise, booger.
And everybody's laughing, right? Jimbo's there, young Jimbo. Uh-huh. And this is killer material.
So he starts, Bart starts saying, Skinner is a nut. He has a rubber butt.
And just then, Skinner pops out right from behind a tree. Says, young man, I can assure you my posterior is nothing more than flesh, bone, and that metal plate I got in Nam.
So Skinner goes, now, I want you to knock off that potty talk right now.
And Bart laughs. Says, the principal said potty.
And the kids watch laughing while Skinner is just really frustrated. He goes, you listen to me, son. You've just started school, and the path you choose now may be the one you follow for the rest of your life. Now, what do you say?
Big moment, right? Mm-hmm. So we see Bart, and he looks at Skinner, and he looks at Jimbo. He looks back and forth, and he says, eat my shorts.
Skinner goes, all right, I'll eat your shorts.
Yeah, eat my shorts. And then he starts singing, Buttman, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Buttman.
And Skinner goes, Buttman. And he just drags Bart off.
Yep. And Nelson's very impressed. He's like, oh, he's the greatest showman since that kid who eats worms.
And then we see that worm-eating kid with worms all in his mouth. Ugh, not a very good look.
Yeah, not at all. So we cut to Moe's.
Yep.
And apparently children are allowed in Moe's, right?
Because Lisa is sitting at a stool next to Homer.
Right. Homer's drinking a beer. Uh-huh. He says, well, Moe, this is it. Today's the day I get my new air conditioner.
And Moe goes, congratulations. Who's the little chick?
He says, I'm Lisa.
And Homer goes, she has a gift.
And Lisa's looking at the pickled eggs like, you have 13 pickled eggs in this jar. And one cockroach. And you see it.
Uh-huh. And Mo kind of laughs nervously. He's like, who are you, sweetheart? The health inspector?
And at the end of the bar, the health inspector's like, no, but I am.
Mo goes, ah, here, have a margarita.
And he pulls a needle out of the drink, right? It's disgusting.
And Mo goes, hey, that's a parasol.
Yeah. If you don't know what a parasol is, the little umbrella, right?
Umbrella, yeah.
And so Homer takes Lisa out of Moe's, and they go to It Blows Air Conditioning Store. Great, great name for a store.
By the way, before we continue, so what's the difference in Spanish, right? Paraguas, parasol. Parasol
or paraguas? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I imagine having an umbrella on a really sunny day would be handy, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true, right? Because there's an umbrella and there's a parasol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because the umbrella is one you carry. The parasol is like the beach one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Mm. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I never thought about that before. And so Homer's looking around the store, and he takes a look at the model of AC and takes joy because it's actually $200. He can, right? Mm-hmm. He imagines sitting in the cool air it would provide, and Patty and Selma are melting in the summer heat outside, right? Uh-huh. But he sees that Lisa is looking across the street into the window of one King Toots, right?
And that's the music store.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So he goes over to pick to get her when he notices that it's a musical store, right? He's like, musical store? Could that be a way to encourage a gifted child? He kind of like goes, he looks up at the sky, he's like, just give me a sign.
And at that moment, the store owner puts a sign in the window that says, musical instruments, the way to encourage a gifted child.
And Homer goes, it works for me.
So they go into the store, and Homer's actually like a good father at this point, mm-hmm. is just letting Lisa look around the store, and he's asking her, so what do you like, Lisa? He says, the violin, tuba mama, obeomobi.
And Lisa points, that one.
Right, and there's a sax right there. He's like, oh, saxophone. And he reads the price tag. $200! Which is very cheap for a saxophone, by
yes,
the way.
Yes. But remember, this is the 90s.
That's true.
So Homer's dream of an air conditioner for the summer kind of like goes up in smoke. And he decides to buy the saxophone for Lisa. By the way, that was just a window unit. It's not going to cool the whole house.
No, it's not.
No.
I don't think he wants it to cool the whole house. I think he just wants the living room when he watches TV, man.
Yeah, but the living room is open.
That's true. You're right. Mm. Well, there you go.
Yeah. He didn't think that through. Mm. So then they decide to buy that, right? And Homer gives Lisa the sax, who blows on it. And she giggles, right? And the store owner goes, would you like an inscription in it?
Homer says, yeah. To Lisa, never forget your daddy loves. And he drops the sax on his foot. Don't!
So we go back to the Simpsons house in the present. And Homer says the inscription is still there today. And of course, sure enough, right?
Yep.
It says, to Lisa, never forget your daddy loves dough.
And so Bart's like, wow, so that's how Lisa got her sax?
And Homer's like, next, we'll tell you the origin of Maggie's pacifier.
And Marge just wet blanket on this whole thing, says, what origin? We got it for $1.95 down at the Safeway.
And Lisa goes, well, I really like that story, but it still doesn't fix this.
And Marge says, you know, Homer, I think we have some money in the air conditioner account again. Hmm?
And Homer's like, oh, but Marge, am I doomed to spend the rest of my life sweating like a pig?
And Bart says, yeah, not to mention looking like a pig, eating like a pig.
And Apu sticks his head in again. Here he goes, and don't forget the smell.
And Homer's like, will you get off my front lawn?
And Apu goes, why don't you make me?
Homer says, why? Oh, I give up. Too lazy, right?
Yep. So Lisa tries to kid herself and the family into the fact that it looks, that it's not how it looks, but how it sounds, right? And she blows into it and it sounds horrible. Mm-hmm.
And so later on, we see Homer sitting down watching TV during a new heat wave, right? And we hear the reporter like, well, sir, we got a scorcher today. And to cool off, nothing beats Fruitopia. The iced tea brewed by hippies, but distributed by a heartless ultra-national corporation. Man, I miss Fruitopia.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. A little too sweet for my taste now, but yeah, back then it hit the spot. Yeah.
Yep.
So we go to Lisa's room, and she's admiring her new sax, and there's a new inscription. And the inscription says, dear Lisa, may your new saxophone bring you years of dope.
He drops it again. Uh-huh. Right? And so Lisa starts playing Baker Street. Hell yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And all these other instruments join in. And then we get a cool little montage here of all the episodes where Lisa has had a moment playing her sax on screen. Right? Yeah. The Lisa's Pony from the clip show, Voting Lisa, We see the bleeding gums thing, right? Uh-huh. Which is all that stuff.
Separate vocation.
Yeah, all that stuff, right? Great.
And Marge goes, "You're a good father."
And Homer says, "I learned from the master." And he's actually talking about Abe, right? Uh-huh. And we see Abe sitting with Maggie playing peekaboo. He's like, "Where's Maggie? Where's Maggie?" I'm not kidding. I can't see. My retinas have detached again.
And Homer and Marge both laugh. Apu walks into the kitchen holding a sandwich and he joins in. He's like, "He's as blind as a bat."
And Abe is stumbling around the room, right? Uh-huh. And then we hear a cool little saxophone jazzy version of the Simpsons thing playing over the credits, and we end the show.
Yes. Nice little show here.
Yeah, you gotta love it, man.
Yeah. Apu is perfect timing with his
just
little
popping in, man. I love the end where he's holding the sandwich. It's like, this guy's just making himself comfortable.
He's at home.
Yeah. Apparently, right? Oh, man. So,
what would you rate this episode as?
I mean, it's Lisa Sachs, man. Like, just in the lore alone, it has to be a 5. This is a very important episode.
Yeah. We do see a lot of flashbacks. And we do have a chalkboard gag.
Yes, we do have a chalkboard gag.
Finally. Yeah. It's been a minute.
It has been, yeah. And we find out why Bart sucks at school.
Yep. He had a traumatic first day at kindergarten. His teacher
sucks.
Yeah. I mean, if you hate your job that much, I mean, go do something else.
Yeah, no, man.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I mean, I love this episode. You know, again, the way Lisa gets her sacks. What a great story.
Yep.
About you?
Me? I give this a 5 donut rating also. There's nothing not to like about this episode. Milhouse catches strays.
Hilarious, man. Bart and Skinner were enemies since day one.
Yep.
Pretty much.
I mean, we learn a lot about Bart's origin stories at Springfield Elementary.
And apparently the Simpsons have no air conditioning this whole time.
Yep.
Which is insane.
Well, it depends what part of the country they
live in. That's true. If the weather's nice, I guess, right?
But yeah. I mean, do you really need an air conditioner in Wisconsin?
Probably not. You need a heater.
Yeah. Yep, you would need a heater, definitely.
But yeah, I love this episode, man. Uh-huh. It's a funny episode, but it's also one of those heartfelt ones.
Yeah. It starts off with the sibling rivalry, mm-hmm. Bart and Lisa. Lisa's annoying everybody with her sax, but that sax is ultimately what brings everybody together at the end.
Yes, it is, right? And I love the All in the Family like parody reference. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
You could not make that show today, All in the Family, kids. If you ever get a chance to watch it, please watch it. Archie Bunker was one of the greatest characters ever.
But, he hated everyone.
But yeah, but there's no way Archie Bunker could be on TV today, kids.
No, not at all.
Oh, man. But yeah.
Not even as a little side character,
no
I think.
Way, no way, man. No way. But yeah, man, I love this episode. It's one of my favorites. It really is.
Yeah. So, is there anything else you'd like to mention about this particular episode?
Nope, I just, everything's just well-timed. Even Abe's going off into his stories, and we don't hear a full one, but...
We got to remember MTV back when they were actually about music. Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson was still black.
Yeah.
That's such a good line.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I love this episode. I really do. It's one of mine that, like, just, you know, sentimentally is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I mean, it's not in my top 10, my top 15, or top 20, but... This is just a great episode.
It really is, yeah.
Like you said, we do go into the lore and we do learn why Bart is the way he is, why his attitude towards school is so negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was encouraged, apparently, you know?
By one kindergarten teacher.
It happens. You know what? I hate to say it. Sometimes that's all it takes, man.
How can you be cynical as a kindergarten teacher?
I know.
Not like you have a lot of hard things to teach.
That and, you know, you got first crack, like, hey, you know, make the kid happy. And
yeah.
I don't know, man.
Oh, well. So if there's nothing else you'd like to mention about this episode, we will catch you again next week, guys. Our war suckers.